Good morning.
Is this just joy to the ears of real estate agents, this kind of competition?
Yeah, look, it's fair to say that it's a pretty happy time to be a real estate practitioner at the moment, and certainly a far cry from some of the predictions we heard at the outset of the pandemic last year.
On the flip side of that, is it the worst time ever to be a renter or a house buyer?
Yeah, look, it's definitely a tough market at the moment, depending on which side of the ledger you're on. Certainly for a buyer and for a tenant, these are very competitive market conditions. The vacancy rates we're seeing at the moment are some of the highest we've seen in up to a decade in certain parts of Queensland. And as you mentioned in that intro, the sales market, we're seeing incredibly strong demand at the moment. And so certainly from the perspective of buyers and tenants, very competitive marketplace.
Okay, well, we'll get to people wanting to buy or sell a house in a second. Let's just stay in the rental market and look at perhaps Brisbane or Greater Brisbane.
Sure.
That idea of 20 or 30 people applying for one place, are they figures that you're seeing replicated?
Absolutely. They're quite common stories. And interestingly, it even spreads to regional Queensland, Rebecca. So the challenge we have at the moment is that demand is simply so high and supply isn't keeping pace. And that stretches across both the rental market and the sales market. And what we've seen is a bit of a perfect storm, really. We've had COVID hit. We've seen tenants staying put in their properties for longer than they normally would. Then, of course, we've had very strong interstate demand, people coming across the borders to come and live in Queensland. And then in addition to that, we've seen lots of expats returning. And so all of those things blended together mean that there's quite limited rental stock at the moment, and that's what's creating these very competitive conditions.
Are people paying more in rent?
Yeah, look, it's certainly we've heard stories of that happening. To be really clear about this, rental bidding in Queensland is not a lawful practice. It's specifically prohibited in our residential tenancies legislation. But that said, there is nothing illegal about someone offering more rent, and certainly with the interstate.
Hang on a second. So what's the difference? What's the difference there? You said someone can offer to pay more, but rental bidding's illegal. What's the difference?
Yeah, that's right. So what I mean by that is rental bidding is a practice where I might advertise a property and I don't put a fixed price, and I allow I put a bit of a range, or I allow people to come along and make a bid, so to speak, until it drives up the price and I pick which one I want. So in Queensland, when I advertise a property for rent, I need to specify what that rental asking price is. But we have heard stories of people coming along and saying, I will give you more. So that practice of accepting more in and of itself, as we understand it, is not illegal. So, look, and to be really clear about this, we're not sort of hearing about this on a daily basis, but certainly I've heard some stories of that happening.
Sounds a bit loophole-y. Let's see, if you're trying to rent at the moment, if you're trying to secure a place in Brisbane or beyond, let me know how the rental market is. 1300 222 612, or you can send me a text. What's your rental search been like? Are there places there? Do you feel like the competition's fierce? Tell me your renting story. 1300 222 612. You are listening to Antonia Mercurella from the Real Estate Institute of Queensland. What about student accommodation? Because I heard a story this week as well. These are sort of furnished apartments that normally international students would take. Are they going into the everyday rental pool?
Yeah, good question. Certainly, there's the one exception to the rule. When we talk about really tight vacancy rates, the difference is this. Inner city Brisbane still has quite decent vacancy rates, and there are more opportunities. And that's because we have seen a lot of those international students who would often snap those up. Obviously, that's decreased. So certainly in that space, your prospects of success are higher. And then what I think you're referring to is more rooming accommodation that tends to be, again, most appealing to international students. So there are some opportunities in those spaces. And when we're being asked for tips for people, we are encouraging people to maybe have a look at some of those options. That's not going to be suitable accommodation for everyone, as you would expect. affect, particularly a family, for example. But for a person on their own, or perhaps even a couple, that could be a good option in the current environment.
Antonia, can you put a figure on how many rentals are currently available in Brisbane?
Yeah, well, look, so at the moment, what we're seeing is vacancy rates. It depends on where you are in Brisbane, but to give you a bit of a sense, inner Brisbane is 3.5%. So that's the area that I mentioned where we actually do still see quite good vacancy rates, quite a few options. But the minute we start going a little bit further afield, places like Brisbane North are sitting at just under 1%, Brisbane East at 1.4%, Brisbane South is 1.7%, and Brisbane West is 1.5%. Now, just for some context, Rebecca, those numbers probably don't mean much, but anything below 2.5%, we classify as a tight market. So you can see, based on those figures, that really outside of that in a Brisbane area, the rest of Brisbane is all classified as a tight rental market.
Like a pair of skinny jeans, Antonia. My goodness. What's your number one tip for people to improve their chances of securing a rental?
Well, look, I would say be a little bit more flexible with your suburb. So the benefit of property portals is that makes it really easy. Pop in your preferred suburbs and then pick neighbouring suburbs. If you're prepared to be a little bit more open-minded about your suburb, that's going to improve your prospects. The other thing I'd be recommending is think about a co-tenancy arrangement that allows you to look at a different budget. So whilst you may prefer to live alone, sometimes going into a co-tenancy arrangement where you live with others does allow you to look at properties that perhaps are within a higher price bracket, and that could also improve your prospects.
All right, ABC Radio Brisbane, my name's Rebecca Levingston. We are house hunting this morning with the CEO of the Real Estate Institute of Queensland, Antonia Mercurella. Let's talk about the competition in the buyer's market. I heard this story of someone looking at a place in Tewantin, so this is the Sunshine Coast.
Yes.
They upped their offer from $705,000 to $770,000. They were told there were about 40 buyers for every property in that area. Is that just an anomaly, or does that sound reasonable to you?
Well, again, it's very much a trademark of what we're seeing at the moment. You've got to remember as well, I mentioned those interstate buyers. They're coming in thick and fast, Beck, and they are pretty cashed up buyers. And of course, here in Queensland, we're much more affordable. So, yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, that's a pretty extraordinary story. But having said that, I think what we've been seeing for some time now is properties hitting the market, really not being there for very long. You've really got to have your ducks in a row in this marketplace, because as I mentioned, buyer demand is incredibly strong, and our biggest challenge at the moment is there's just not enough listings to satisfy those buyers. And so that's what's creating that very competitive landscape where people are having to really increase their offers and put their best foot forward.
Yeah, well, you know what is more remarkable is that person with that $65,000 jump in their bid didn't even get the house.
Didn't get the property.
No.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's really interesting. I've been having so many conversations with people who are telling me that they've looked at a property, really liked it, and a few days later they've discovered it's too late. And so it is, you've really got to, my best tip in this market is you've really got to know what your budget is, get your finance pre-approved if you can, because you really do, you need to pounce, Rebecca, very, very quickly in this marketplace. And of course, with the RBA announcing that these incredibly low interest rates are likely to stay for a number of years, that's really fueling that demand for property at the moment.
And is that in the buyer's market, is that for houses and for units?
Yeah, it's really interesting that you asked this because, not that long ago, there were a lot of people commenting on the glut of units and apartments in Brisbane, but certainly that market now, a lot of that stock has been absorbed. It really is spread across both houses and apartments and units. The thing about apartments and units is that obviously they're a lower price point. They're particularly attractive for first home buyers or for people on a tighter budget, and increasing increasingly apartment living is becoming more desirable here in Brisbane. Having said that, you know, a house on a decent block of land for a family is always going to be the preferred option, and that's really where we're seeing the market particularly fiercely in that housing market.
What's the medium house price in Brisbane right now?
So in Brisbane LGA, it's sitting at 720, which is a record high. In Greater Brisbane, it drops considerably to, I think it's around 535 grand, Rebecca. So Greater Brisbane obviously incorporates a much larger area, and so that median house price point comes down considerably.
$720,000, a record high.
That's right.
For medium house price in Brisbane in 2021 right now. Gosh,
that's right.
Pretty tough to get into the market if you're a first-time buyer.
Yeah, well, that's right. And I think what we've got to also keep in mind about first home buyers is that here in Queensland, that assistance you can get as a first home buyer is, of course, limited to new construction. So you do get the grant, but only if you're buying something new or if you're building a new home. You can't use that to access established housing, unfortunately.
Just going back to those interlopers, the interstate people that you say snaffling up Queensland properties. What states are they coming from?
Predominantly New South Wales and Victoria. And so even before the pandemic hit, we were the number one destination for interstate migration. But of course, COVID, what we've seen is that it's really accelerated demand for Queensland housing. So, and look, I would expect that, of course, we've still got border restrictions and lockdowns happening. I would expect that we're going to continue to see that interstate migration progressively increasing as the months go by.
Where's it going to end, though? I mean, if houses just keep going up and up in price, how do you see this playing out?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting question, and I understand the nervousness around it. I think what we've got to keep in mind, though, is that Queensland has been moving, our property market has been moving at a far more modest pace than Sydney and Melbourne, for example. You know, those two cities in particular have seen incredibly accelerated price growth over a number of years, whereas the Brisbane market has been moving at a far more modest pace. So what we're seeing at the moment is unique. There's no doubt that the growth we're seeing is pretty extraordinary, and that the demand is quite unprecedented. But again, we're still a lot more affordable than many other parts of Australia. And I know when we talk about 720 being the median in Brisbane, that number is understandably concerning to many who are trying to access the market. But as I mentioned, when we then look at the Greater Brisbane median house price, it does drop to 535 grand or thereabouts. So there are still affordable options available in Brisbane and Queensland more broadly. It really just is a matter of looking very carefully and understanding the marketplace and where your budget can take you.
Just finally, Antonia, are there international buyers also purchasing properties in Queensland?
Well, look, I think it's fair to say that international buyers are in limbo at the moment. I don't think there's huge activity in that space. I mean, certainly our market has not been reliant on international buyers the way that, say, Sydney and Melbourne have been. I mean, those markets in particular tend to attract high levels of Chinese investment in particular. Here in Queensland, we do see some international buyers. We do see international migration. But again, we haven't been particularly reliant on that. And so that's why I think, to some extent, our property market will be perhaps better guarded from those drops that perhaps Sydney and Melbourne are more likely to experience as a result of COVID-19. So I think that's good news for Queensland.
Antonia, great to chat this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.